Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just lying until he brought it up.
He called me a liar on air, like usual.
But hold on. Didn't you have to fight like three guys in a row to get to this guy?
Yes, this is true.
It was like a thing of Mike Tyson's punch up. By the time he was there, he was gassed.
Yes, I was in the
loincloth. And you actually did wear the loincloth.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, how'd that feel?
Weird.
Does that get wedged up like everyone would
expect?
Yes,
it does. Yes. Your voice gets a little high.
Well, I'll tell you what. One guy that's not in a loincloth right now, and we're very happy to
nice
have him in
transition.
Studio. You like
nice.
That? He joins us every Friday. We're talking about the one and only Sean Doolittle on Twitter at @WhatWouldDoDo. Your Oakland A's closer. What's up, Sean?
There go that man, mama. There go that man.
How you guys doing?
It's great to have you in studio. I love the Star Wars shirt. Looking sharp.
Thank you. I was just trying to stay on brand for you guys, you know.
So I'm going to imagine we asked this question earlier. What franchise do you side with at the end of the day? Star Wars or Star Trek?
I never really got into Star Trek. It's not that like I think it's bad or anything like that, but I've just always been a Star Wars guy.
So the new Star Trek movie that's coming out, you're not going to make time to see that like you did the latest Star Wars movie?
No, I haven't seen any of the Star Trek movies, so I'd be way out of the loop on that. I'd have to go back and start from the beginning.
Okay, that works.
What about your parents? What do you think if they were to choose?
They would be Star Wars. Okay. I mean, okay. My dad especially, him, and my brother were... We'd watch it together growing up and stuff and play the video games and stuff like that. So we were Star Wars. I like to mess with people though sometimes and, you know, like go to the Star Wars premiere and like throw up like the Vulcan symbol.
They probably get mad at you though, right?
Well, I was like, yeah, I thought the new movie was pretty good, but like there was no Captain Kirk, but other than that it was good, you know.
I love that you do that knowing how seriously they take it. Sean Doolittle in studio with Chad, Joe and Low on 95.7 The Game. How you feeling? How's the body coming along, and how'd you enjoy your time off during the All-Star break?
I'm feeling good. Actually, when you get injured, you don't really get an All-Star break anymore. You know, you have to try to take advantage of those days just like any other day. So I was going in, getting my work in, and I'm feeling a lot better. I have a big day today as far as, you know, we're doing like a strength test, and that'll determine a little bit more. That'll give us a better idea of the timeline and how long it might take and really get a handle on how much progress we've made, but it's been feeling a lot better. We're moving in the right direction.
You know, over the course of All-Star Week, you're busy with rehab, but for the guys who aren't, what generally happens? Vacations, guys getting out of town?
Yeah, guys will try to get away, you know, for maybe two or three of those days, go somewhere close. Some guys go home, depending on where they live. Some guys will try to pick a vacation spot that's maybe a short flight or a car ride away. So everybody's just looking for a way to kind of maybe just get away from baseball, even if it's just for like 2 days, kind of spend some time with their families and recharge.
Is Vogt looking to get into a dust-up with Ned the Head Yost because he didn't put him in a damn game Tuesday night?
I don't know. If Vogt does it, I think there might be some other guys on the green and gold that might do it for him. I know there were a bunch of us that were watching the game, and then after the game, we were texting each other. We were like, how come Vogt didn't play? So we were just as surprised as anybody.
When's the next KC series?
I don't know.
Might have to circle that one.
I got to make sure I'm healthy for that
one. Right. It is interesting, Sean, that everyone thinks, okay, when a guy's injured, they're like, people don't understand that you want to be healthy during that break because that's a time to get away.
Yeah.
So if you're injured, you can't leave.
Exactly.
Coaches want you there.
You got to stay close. They keep you on that tight leash, and you got to make sure that you're getting your work in because those are – I mean, that's 4 days that you can't afford to take off. So made sure I got my work in, and but I think it's for the best.
Sure.
I've been feeling a lot better.
If guys are to leave, have you ever seen a guy leave and he's supposed to be written in training? Would he get fined? What happens in that situation?
No, I've never seen anything like that before. We haven't had it. We haven't had anything like that.
What happened? Used to happen all the time in ball. Guy's supposed to be a treatment. Coach is like, you didn't show up to treatment? I'm fining your ass. $5,000? Oh, yeah.
$5,000?
You missed treatment. And we're having our bye week, and the trainers are still there, and a guy skips it because he's like, oh, he can fine you up to $5,000.
Is there a way you can ask for an excuse, though, if something comes up? Say if maybe it's emergency, someone's getting married or something?
Yeah, but you're injured. You're not able to help the team, and you decide, and then it's a bye week, and you take a vacation, and the trainers are there, you're fine to the max.
$5,000 per day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Sean, did you get a chance to watch Giancarlo Stanton in the Home Run Derby at all?
I actually didn't watch it. No, I wasn't watching it, but I heard he hit like 61 home runs.
Yeah. You know what Maris did in a season.
Goodness gracious. I mean, he's a good news there. I know when we went to Miami, 2014, there were some guys that found some time in their schedule to see a couple rounds of his batting practice. So I don't think anyone's really surprised that he put on a show the way that he did.
Is he that guy? I mean, are there guys like that where you'll take a moment to kind of check out because you want to see what they have to offer? Would Stanton be one of those guys for you?
It would be like he's kind of like must see. It's like a must see event, like every one of his at bats. And he's one of those guys that if a TV's on in the clubhouse and he's up at bat, guys will, you know, make sure that they can see it or stuff like that. So he's got the best power in the game right now. And, I'm glad he's in the National League. We see him. We only see him once every 3 years.
No, I like that. I remember George Brett saying that, you know, when he's not up at bat or he's not having to get ready to go to the plate, that's when you head to the clubhouse. You can go use the restroom or take care of business. But he's like, every time Bo Jackson would come up when he's with the Royals, he goes, no, you sit down and you watch.
Exactly.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like, you know, when you're playing a National League team, I mean, you're right. If it's the other team's pitcher hitting, I mean, yeah, you could get some water, some sunflower seeds. But
hey, Sean, who was that person in your life, man, that got you going and said, you know what, baseball's going to be your sport? Or was it you to determine that? Was it high school, college? When you said, you know what, I'm going to be good at this. This is something I can make a living at. And when did it start? Early? Or did you play a bunch of sports? What all the sports you do growing up?
I played a bunch of sports growing up. Soccer, football, basketball, baseball. By the time I got to high school, I was just playing basketball and baseball. And then by my junior year of high school. That's finally when I stopped playing basketball and I just started playing baseball exclusively. And I think it was. I think it was my dad mainly was kind of the one that was, pushing me in that direction. Sure. Because he thought, you know, he's like, I think you might have a future with this. Let's see if we focus on this and we start getting you some looks, maybe going to showcase camps or getting more instruction on the side, just stuff to kind of really see if we could. Capitalize on it, I guess.
One follow-up on that. The discussion, because Tommy John comes up all the time now, and you've got a lot of guys who are on one side of the debate with teenagers specializing in one sport, not just baseball, or being multi-sport, You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It's Friday. I'm blanking. What do you think? What do you think of the youth nowadays? Would it be an advantage to play multiple sports, or should
absolutely.
They specialize?
No, I think absolutely you should play multiple sports. I think, you know, we're seeing kids now that are at the middle school level that are already exclusively pitching. I mean, they've decided not only to just play baseball, but they're just pitching. And to me, that blows my mind. I mean, we were growing up, whatever sport was in season,
sure.
That's the one that we were playing. At that time, and I think it keeps you well-rounded. I think it keeps you active all year long. I think it keeps you from getting burnt out, both mentally and physically. I mean, we talk about the injuries that we're seeing now, but also I think, when a kid has to specialize and pick one sport, I mean, sometimes they can get burnt out. I'm not saying every time that's the case, but I think for us growing up, my brother and I, even my sister played every sport. I just think, well, part of it also too is in New Jersey. I mean, you can't play baseball all year round,
right?
You know, so I think it's good to have that balance.
We got Oakland A's closer Sean Doolittle in studio. He's going to be with us for at least another 10 to 15 minutes. So if you got a question for him, reach out on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line 95795, or you can reach out 888-957-9570. It's 913 Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Over. It's taken
crazy.
Over.
You just the they have these workout stations, so I'll be walking the dog and you'll see just six people huddled together right at the edge of like McCovey Cove, all staring at their phone.
Just
you can tell none
out.
Of them are with one another. They're just all at the same location because you have to be there at that time, just in this circle. It's like a cult. Do you know of anyone in the clubhouse that's playing it? Like, because you guys are all busy, but is anyone even checking it out just because it's a phenomenon?
The team has, well, the team was on the road, and then we went into the break. So I really don't know if anybody was on the Pokemon Go bandwagon. I wouldn't be surprised if there were a couple guys, though.
Really?
Yeah.
If you were to suspect, who would you lean to?
Manaya. Partially because, like, he was probably playing the Pokemon for real on his Game Boy, like, 5 years ago. He's so young, but... I wouldn't be surprised to see Hendrix out there running around catching Pokemon, too.
That's crazy.
Because I can just picture a bullpen, like, you guys get bored or whatever, you pull out the Pokemon.
Well, I guess, you know, we were just talking about specializing in sports. I mean, maybe this is another way that kids are becoming active. They're running around, you know, you go to the park and they're running around catching Bulbasaur or something. I don't know. I don't know why I know all these Pokemon, but
you know,
I promise
them. Dudes are hooking their phones up to drones and flying the drones to all the locations rather than just go get the exercise, yeah, which is the big benefit.
Hooking your phone up to a drone?
Flying drones around to hit all the locations.
That's cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating.
Think about the world we live in, that's what's happening right now.
The gaming business itself, I remember going to the A's game and I was talking to someone, you guys in management, he goes, it's as a market, it's scary because he said these gamers now.
You're talking about e-gaming.
E-gaming.
Okay.
So talking about e-gaming is really turning into a multi-million-dollar industry, and kids are playing it, and people are playing it as professionals, and it's taken over from the real sports. It's crazy.
It's turned into a massive thing in Las Vegas. It's massive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they hold. That's a great place to hold events for anything. They have huge. Huge events. You see these convention centers just filled.
It's been on ESPN. Yeah. I mean, people are playing World of Warcraft, and you're watching on ESPN. And this Pokemon Go thing, I mean, we're seeing people get, you know, in the news, you're seeing people get injured because they're paying attention to their phone. They're not doing it. And you're also seeing people, like, solve crimes. Like, somebody, there was a report yesterday of two Marines in Fullerton, California that apprehended a guy who was wanted for attempted murder, like, because they were playing Pokemon Go, like, they ran into this guy.
Girl found a dead body.
Exactly. I mean,
two dudes went off a cliff the other day. Now think about this. Two dudes, not one guy, two guys went off a cliff.
Did they go one right after another?
It's a great question. Great follow-up.
It's like, hey, Bob, where'd you go?
They lived.
In a car? Were they driving?
No, they were walking.
They were walking.
That makes it even...
They were walking and looking down at their phones.
Just as foolish. Yeah. People, you got to understand, it's dangerous. I was doing it the one day because I'll tell you, if millions of people are talking about a book, a movie, a game, I'm going to try it just to see what's going on. So I live down by the ballpark and I'm walking around and there's a lot of checkpoints down by AT&T. So I'm walking around with Covey and doing all this and I get to 3rd and King and it's like rush hour. It's 5:30 and I'm staring down and there's something across the street I can catch, but I'm not necessarily paying attention to what the crosswalk, the traffic
is.
Sure. And I'm not moving. But as soon as it happens, you know, it's a city. Bustling movement everywhere, and if you're not paying attention, you're going to get knocked around. You can walk right into the traffic. It's very dangerous. The game tells you flat out as soon as you get on, be aware of your surroundings, but no one's paying attention. I mean, anytime you see a dude just staring down at his phone walking down the street, assume that's what they're doing. It's crazy. It's kind of addictive.
922, Chad, Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game. We have Sean Doolittle in studio. That's the problem with the video games. They are addictive. The e-gaming, the phone games now, everything. We can't get away from it.
We'll ask Doolittle a question we were talking about earlier. If you have to rate like two or three of the greatest sports video games of all time, what lands on the top of your list?
On the top of my list is probably Tecmo Bowl is probably up there.
It's a good one.
My brother and I played that a lot as kids. RBI Baseball has to be up near the top. Probably the game that my brother and I played the most was Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
We probably played that the most growing up. But those three, I feel like, would have to be, at least in the conversation, the Mount Rushmore of sports video games.
Who was your team in Tecmo Bowl?
Well, we made a rule that
you couldn't be
Bo Jackson. He was that good.
Was there ever a character in any video game ever as dominant as Bo Jackson?
No.
Like Bo versus anyone in that game. Was there ever a video game anywhere? Because Mortal Kombat.
There was a couple years where Mike Vick in Madden was
incredible.
That was like cheating too. We made a rule you couldn't be hit because you could either roll out and just, you know, run it because he was faster than everybody else. He could also throw it farther than anybody else. So, those two guys, it was like a cheat code.
That's a testament to, that's got to be something, walk around the clubhouse one day and you're like the nastiest player in the video game. Do you have a lot of guys in the clubhouse that play like MLB The Show now?
No, not The Show. A lot of guys play Rory McIlroy golf.
Oh, all right.
Get some pretty heated
like the golf games
heated
too.
Matchups with that. But there's not a lot of sports games. Last year there was a lot of Mario Kart. The new one that came out for Wii, which is pretty cool. But no, not a ton of sports games.
Is there a lot of card games on the plane, flying back in between Blu-ray? They get into those games, get going.
They do. There's a couple different card games. Yeah, I'm not very good at them, but
money gets up there at times.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
It's the A's. It can't get that crazy.
Oh man.
Who's the most likely guy on your squad to take all your money? Like, who's the one guy you don't want to play cards with?
Oh man.
Coco's probably pretty savvy.
Coco.
Why gotta go Coco?
Because he's a veteran. He's been around a long time. He's been on a lot of planes.
If I didn't know any better, I think it's
Sogi. Don't sleep on Sogi either.
Really?
Yeah. He's real smart. No, I really don't know. I don't play cards. I found out very quickly when I got called up and I got on the plane that I was a little out of my league in that regard. So I stick with some of the other guys. We'll play Rory McIlroy or Mortal Kombat or something on the plane and bring our video games and pass the time that way.
Hey, Sean, how much time do you got? You got time for another segment with us?
Yeah.
All right, good, because we have a surprise for you next, and it's coming up on Monday, so we'll tell you about that.
More so than the butter-coated Pop-Tart?
My man is
There's still some left if you guys want.
No way. Yeah.
He took a bite respectfully because he respects you, Low, and now he doesn't want any more.
Okay.
All right, we got a surprise for Sean Doolittle next. It's 925 Chad, Joe and Low, 95.7 The Game.
Back on the diamond, Amanda Kugadag is the Giants with the best record in baseball start the second half tonight in San Diego at 7:40. Madison Bumgarner on the hill. Bruce Bochy said that Hunter Pence could start a rehab assignment for his hamstring injury as soon as tomorrow and is targeted for a July 25th return. The A's are at home against the Blue Jays. Rich Hill was scratched from his start because of a blister. Now Oakland will send out Daniel Mangdon instead. Dugout show at 6:15. First pitch at 7:05 here on 95.7 The Game. And Sean Doolittle is with us in studio. On to the NFL. The Broncos and Von Miller are reportedly closing in on a deal for his six-year, $114 million contract. 70 million fully guaranteed franchise tag players have until 1 today to sign a long-term deal with the club. More baseball, the Red Sox have acquired Drew Pomeranz from the Padres in exchange for top pitching prospect Anderson Espinosa. At the Open, Phil Mickelson maintained his lead with a 200 par 69. He's one stroke up on Henrik Stenson. This sports update is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. I'm Anna Kagaragis on your home for Oakland A's Baseball, 95.7 The Game.
A's two-time All-Star catcher Stephen Vogt joins us coming up at 11:30. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:30. Very happy to have Sean Doolittle, Oakland A's closer, in studio. You can follow him on Twitter at WhatWouldDoDo. So, Sean, here's your surprise. On Monday, the one and only Lorenzo Neal is going to take batting practice with the A's.
Yes. Yes. I'm excited. You got me. Huh? That was way better than this Pop-Tart.
And he wants some of this Pop-Tart. He's got one down here.
I'll make sure we have some for you.
Okay. Okay.
We'll make sure you have your pregame Pop-Tarts.
Now, I'm on board with, I think Lowe can get a hold of one pitch and knock it out of the park. He is a former football player. Joe thinks I'm crazy, but I think he can get it done. What's going to be the key for Lowe to be able to put one over the fences?
Oh, man. I think maybe like your first round, just get the hands going nice and easy. Don't try to do too much soon. You know,
understood.
Get the hands going, have a good hand path, and then maybe like your second or third round, just
take a cut at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can do it.
How much do you enjoy taking batting practice?
Oh, I haven't been able to do it. You know, relief pitchers, you know, they don't really let us take
batting
practice.
They don't let you jerk around on the
starters,
practice.
Lowe's getting his batting practice advice from a guy who probably taken two cuts in 5 years.
Yep. I took, let's see, where were we? We were somewhere in interleague play a couple years ago, and I took like five swings off the tee just in case, just to show them how it's done, you know.
So, you still get it?
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, I never rode a bike.
So what do you think, Lowe? You think you're ready to go?
I don't know. I think getting Sean's advice, I will do that. I'm going to take my time because I have so much torque that I might, tear something apart. So yeah. I better ease into it, like you're saying, getting the stroke, getting the line.
Even Giancarlo Stanton took his time in the Home Run Derby. The moonshots didn't come until later, so ease your way into it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I can. I know one thing. I, all, I'll take some good cracks at it. I'm not I'll send it. That's a tough park to get it out.
Yeah, I don't think it's a disappointment if you don't. Yeah. That is a long way to drive a ball, and you're not going to have an aluminum bat. That's a big shot.
Yeah, but I got one of the best coaches. I got Sean. He's going to got right my there. Back. Don't worry. Yep. He's my brother to the end, baby.
He's going to take you through it.
We got Sean Doolittle in studio. Checking the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. Your reference of RBI baseball getting a lot of love. And also, one of our A's fans out there would like to know, because you went to the University of Virginia, who's your favorite Cavalier athlete of all time?
My favorite Cavalier athlete of all time. Oh, man. There's so many to choose from.
Sean Moore, Herman Moore.
Javi Lopez.
Javier Lopez. I want to say... I think Javi swung it a little bit when he was at Virginia. I think he was a first baseman when he wasn't pitching. So you know, I got a lot of I love the guys that pitched and played a position. I played with Ryan Zimmerman and Mark Reynolds while I was there, or Mark Reynolds was right before I came in. Oh man, my favorite athlete of all time. I mean, there was some good.
It's tough.
Chris Long probably defensive end for. Well, now the Los Angeles Rams, I guess.
Yeah.
No, New England Patriots, actually.
That's right.
Off season, ended up happening like kind of under the radar. What made you settle on Virginia? Was it like down to? Who were you?
It was between Virginia, Duke, and James Madison, which is a small school in Virginia.
Damn.
Mainly because I'd taken visits to some other schools, UNC. I had a visit to NC State lined up. But I got good looks. But one thing I really wanted to do, I wanted an opportunity to hit and pitch, and that's relatively rare in college baseball. And it came down to those three programs because those were the three that were going to let me do it. And once I got on campus and saw the facilities at UVA and got on to see the school and everything, that it was kind of a no-brainer.
Did you have good grades and like good board scores? Because those are all really good schools.
I did well in school and high school, yeah.
Damn, Duke and Virginia. Lo, what were you, Fresno and Oklahoma?
Well, that's what I was getting ready to go. Why not Fresno State? Really good. Wait a minute. Time out. Wait. Sean, tell them Fresno State and Long Beach got a good baseball program.
Fresno State won the national championship.
National title.
Bite me, boys. Thanks,
I'm just saying he's from New Jersey.
Thanks, dog. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
And then Fullerton, Long Beach, they got good baseball programs. That's all I was asking, my man. Because he would have been a great Bulldog. He would have been the man there.
Sean Doolittle does not want to be in Fresno pitching. I'm sorry, Lo.
They had some good baseball players come out of there. Tommy Goodwin. I mean, the list goes on. Bobby Jones.
You did. Yeah, and that year they won the national title. They came out of nowhere to do it.
Right.
They did. They were a 4 seed, I believe. It was an awesome story. Forget what year that was, but... Yeah, no, growing up in New Jersey, the goal was everybody wants to go, you know, south and play in the ACC or the SEC, and I had an opportunity to do that at Virginia.
Sean Doolittle in studio. I would have thought in college that if you wanted to, you know, pitch and hit, that they would just let you do it. I figured that's the way it would go in college ball.
Different programs, they have different philosophies, and at Virginia, they had a guy that was doing it at the time and having a lot of success, and so I knew when they said that I could do it that they were being serious, and it worked out really well. Obviously, it ended up, you know, giving me, you know, the insurance plan of being a pitcher in pro ball. Weirdly enough, most schools just wanted me to pitch. Maybe they knew something that I didn't. But
Lo got some time going both ways too. What was it? Limited action, but what, linebacker?
Yeah, I should have stayed linebacker. If I could go back, I would have played linebacker, way better linebacker than I was running back.
Is that because you enjoyed the position more or because the salaries were much higher?
Both.
Reasonable?
And I was more, running back, you got to be really elusive, and I was more of a linebacker. My stature is good. I had a great sense for the ball, had a knack for it. I was strong, good hips. I could run the ball, explode, unleashing guys.
Listen to this resume. You can just give us one or two. You don't have to go through the whole litany.
Sorry.
Like I had great footwork. I was really strong. I have a great vertical.
Like Mel Kiper.
Good luck. Yeah.
What year? Was your sophomore, freshman year? When did you say, you know what? I have a chance to go pro in baseball. Because you get in college, you're all right, let's get a degree, play baseball, or whatever sport you're in. And when did the scouts start telling you? When did you say, God, I got a chance to make it. I got a chance to be special and maybe play in the majors?
Maybe. The majors at that point, you know, were still pretty far They were
not wasn't even thinking about it.
No, it was more initially it was about just getting exposure and being from a small town in southern New Jersey was trying to get a good college to come find you and try to get recruited by some schools. And then you go to different showcases and pro scouts start coming to watch you throw. And but very early on, I kind of put the word out after talking to my parents that I was going to go to school. I wanted to go to college. I wanted the college experience. I wanted those 3 or 4 years to, go to football games and just enjoy that. And I also knew that I needed to develop probably, physically. I needed to grow up physically and, mentally and everything like that. So it was cool. It was surreal having, pro scouts, come watch you pitch when you're in high school. I mean, most of the time, what are you thinking about in high school? You're thinking about, your grades and what you got going on at school. And, and I got pro scouts coming to watch me pitch. It was a little bit surreal.
Sure. And so when you're in high school, you think, because most high school kids, they want to come out because it's harder to make it to pros right in college than high school. So is that not
It's a little bit longer of a path, I guess. Some guys just want to jump right in and start playing pro ball and get working on towards their dream of playing in the major leagues. The thought is that you go to school for 3 years and you develop, and maybe you can skip one or two of the lower levels, while you're working towards your education. And I just feel like you give yourself a little bit more options.
And then was it junior year when you said, okay, a lot more scouts came around, then you said, okay, wow, I am going to make it to.
So I knew I was going to have an opportunity. Sophomore year, I started to realize that maybe there was an opportunity there. And then, by the time junior year was around, it looked like I was going to get drafted. I just wasn't sure, where, how high, if it was going to be, early enough that I was going to leave. And, there's a lot. It was tough, man. It's tough when those people come and they're watching your every move, even more than normal. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking at times.
You're from the East Coast. You play ball on the West Coast, so we'll throw you this question. Which has the better Mexican food?
West Coast for sure.
Yeah.
West Coast for
this
sure.
Guy could run for office. Somebody tell Will Myers.
Oh, man. It's not even close, really.
Right. It's not.
Will Myers, though, he did back Chipotle. You're a pretty big Chipotle fan at the very least, though, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Shut up. I know a lot's going on right now. I know we're talking baseball, but something a little off topic.
We were talking Mexican food.
Yeah, we were talking Mexican, but I'm just letting it all out. Mm. What's going on kind of with the country? And you hear a lot of athletes stepping out right now with all the different things that's going on.
I'm not supposed to laugh at this, but.
you hear different athletes, you heard Conley and LeBron, all these different athletes talk about what's going on with the police and different people, different races and all the different things that's happening. Well, how do you feel the athletes? You think they should take a stance? You think that, it's educate themselves before they make a stance? Or how do you feel about that?
I think it's important. I think if the athlete takes it upon himself to educate himself on the certain scenario, or maybe some guys could even speak from experience because maybe it's affected them in one way or another. I think those guys, if they're comfortable with it, because it does, put a different kind of spotlight on you than you're normally used to. I think it's good that they speak out because I always feel like sports can be like a common ground for a lot of different things. It can be used for more than just, entertainment. It can be a way that we can include other people or start maybe a discussion about changing certain things in our society. And, on the worst things can happen is somebody talking about something that they're not educated in. So if somebody takes it upon themselves to do that and to really know what they're talking about, then yeah, absolutely.
Sean Doolittle in studio. You can follow him on Twitter at @WhatWouldDoDo. Sean, thanks for coming in. It's been
thanks
great
for
to
having
have you.
Guys.
We wish you the best in your rehab and, of course, for the A's getting ready for the second half, which kicks off tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to go play some RBI baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the wicked curves. And imagine how great Rich Hill would be with the curveball on RBI baseball.
He kind of has it. He kind of does.
He's the closest thing to an
RBI
baseball pitcher.
It's the closest thing
pitcher,
to
right?
it. Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Well, the A's in action tonight. The Dugout Show with Rick Tittle will kick off at 6:15. And the first pitch between the A's and Blue Jays is at 7:05. It's all right here on your home of the A's, 95.7 The Game. And you've got good hope, Lowe. You get a chance to get some coaching from Doolittle when
he already coached me up. I'm good. So I'm going to be like, Coach, come over here, Coach. Coach Doolittle.
I'll be there.
I'll let you boy.
The text line wants an over-under of hits to whiffs.
I don't think I'll whiff.
I don't think so either. But probably not gonna, one. There might be one. Yeah, just throw that in there.
But I'm not, I mean.
You'll make good contact.
Yeah, home run's going to be hard to do.
You strike me as a guy who bats for average. Get on base. You hit a 330 clip. Maybe swipe second. Get yourself in position. It's a valuable asset. You can be a leadoff guy.
That it is.
Low, just flat out. I'm not going to miss any. Who's throwing BP?
I don't have any. I have no clue. Hmm. Maybe I'll have Cody.
Maybe it could be Sonny. Maybe Sonny could show him his arsenal.
That could be part of my rehab.
Yeah.
Want me to really whiff? Come on, man. Help me out here, bro.
Good luck with one of those.
And you thought today's rehab step was big, Sean. Wait till Monday.
There you go.
When you're throwing to low. Look, I said you're going to go yard. Don't look at me like that, Lolo. I think you're going to go deep.
I got nothing for you guys.
I think if Doolittle is pitching to you and it's possible to strike out on one pitch, I think that would happen.
I agree. He's a professional. I'm not even trying to say I could hit this dude. Never.
To lay down a bunt?
I would be scared. I'm not stepping in front of that.
Sean Doolittle, you hear only on 95.7 The Game with Chad, Joe, and Lowe. It's brought to you by Ticket Crushers Law Firm. Sean saves games for the A's. Ticket Crushers Law Firm saves you time and money when you get a ticket. Call 1-866-TICKET-HELP. It's 944 Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.